Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and today is December 17th, 2018. Christmas is almost here, so at the end of the show, I will put on some great jazz Christmas song for you. Today, I'm not going to interview anyone. I'm actually going to share with you a very inspirational article that I read. I have been working really hard on a program called Pleasurable Productivity, on the premise that being productive, being more productive, can only happen if it's pleasurable. Can it happen if it's not pleasurable? Actually, yeah, it probably could, but I don't think it will last for a long time. So pleasurable productivity is about being more productive. And honestly, I am working on this program really hard because I'm a procrastinator and I'm not as productive as I'd like to be. And I don't want to fall short on my productivity. And so by working on it with you together, I believe that we can accomplish it. So today I read something that really inspired me to be more productive, and I wanted to share that with you because I'm hoping that it will inspire you as well. It's an article, and I'll start with a quote by Gary Ryan Blair. It's an article called it's a quote that says, "Closing the gap between where you are presently and where you desire to be requires superior thinking and execution skills, because what got you here won't get you there." And that's basically the idea. If you really want to get somewhere, being productive is the only way to do it. Being more productive and basically not procrastinating. It's not rocket science. Anybody knows that. And so this article is called "Don't Ignore the Elephant in the Room: The World's Biggest Problem and How to Solve It." Okay, that's the name of the article. And I think if you want to be more productive, then sit back, relax, because I think you're really going to enjoy this and it is going to make a huge difference in how you feel. And I would even say that every time you want to get inspired and you want to be more productive for the day, come back and listen to this article. Now, this is by Gary Ryan Blair, and I have interviewed him, so if you want, and that was also really inspirational and a lot of fun, and he gives a lot of great ideas, so if you want to hear that interview, go ahead and scroll back to wherever it was that I interviewed him. If you want me to send you a link to it and you don't want to go looking for it, then you're welcome to contact me. Go to tippytalkshow.com and put your email and your name and submit that to me, and so I will be able to contact you and give you the link if you want the link or any other things that you want, because I'm totally committed to productivity, and I'm even more than that committed to pleasurable productivity, because life is about being pleasurable. Life is about enjoying. If you don't enjoy life, then what's the point of even being alive? And so it is about pleasurable productivity. Being productive in itself is a pleasure. It feels great. But there's even more than just the reward of being productive. Okay, so let's do it, cupcake, as he says. If you say there's an elephant in the room, you mean that there's an obvious problem or a difficult situation that people know exists but do not want to talk about or do anything to solve. We see this cowardly avoidance type of behavior everywhere, in business, politics, sports, education, healthcare, and religion, in our relationships, in our health, and in our finance. Over the years, I've come to understand that rather than dealing with reality as it is and confronting undesirable truths head on, most people or companies, communities, or government choose to stick their head in the sand, pretending that an obvious problem or difficult situation does not exist, hoping that it will somehow solve itself. They prefer to embrace a convenient lie over an inconvenient truth. In short, they favor playing with reality as they wish it to be. As a result, they live a life of denial, resistance, excuse-making, blaming, avoidance, and other diversionary behaviors. So what is it? What is the obvious problem or difficult situation that people know exists in their life but do not want to talk about, much less have their bullshit called out? And is there a way to permanently solve it? Untapped human potential is the elephant in the room. Hopes, dreams, goals, and intentions that don't translate into purposeful action is the greatest plague of mankind. Okay, I think this is so important that I'm going to say it again. Okay, listen very carefully. The hopes, the dreams, the goals, and the good intentions that don't translate into purposeful action is the greatest plague of mankind. However, there is good news. There is a bright side, because untapped human potential is also the quickest and easiest of all problems to solve on a global scale. There's a chronic, ever-expanding disconnect between intentions and results, because the goals that companies and individuals set for themselves far too frequently bear little resemblance to the results they actually achieve. The problem is not the absence of knowledge, as most people know exactly what needs to be done, but the application of knowledge. If you have any chance of unleashing your greatness and living at the peak of your potential, it'll be because of your ability to close the knowing and the doing gap. The truth is as simple as it is profound. Knowing what to do is just not enough. It never has, nor will it ever be. The marketplace only rewards implementation, successful implementation. Which means that hopes, dreams, and goals and good intentions that don't translate into purposeful action are completely meaningless. Zip. Zero. Nada. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do, said Bruce Lee. The elephant in the room, which prevents people from achieving their goals, and the root cause of most people's suffering, lies in their unwillingness or inability to close the gap between knowing what they need to do and actually doing it. Does that sound like anyone you know? How do I know this? Behavior never lies. The real essence of truth, of who you really are, is not to be found in what you believe, say, or even know intellectually, but by what you actually do. In the words of Rudyard Kipling, knowledge is knowing, wisdom is doing. Allow me to put some meat on these well-endowed bones and expose the hypocrisy gap between knowing and doing. We all know that eating is a healthy diet is the right call to make. Yet far too many of us do the wrong thing and choose to eat poorly. We all know that regular exercise is the best thing we can do for our bodies. However, a good number of us mistreat their most prized possession. We all know that we should save more than we spend. But the debt held by far too many people provides proof of a lack of understanding. We all know that continued learning is the smartest thing we can do for our future. However, most do not even crack open a book after they leave college. We all know that promises and commitments are meant to be honored. Yet when faced with difficulty, resolve and character heads for the door. We all know that going the extra mile for our clients is the right thing to do. However, most refuse to do what they know is right for people, for the people that are responsible for paying their wages. We all know what we need to do in order to achieve our goals. However, the majority choose procrastination over initiative, fear over courage, excuses over responsibility. That explains why most people have little to show on the highlight reel and go to their graves with the music still inside them. I want to make this point abundantly clear. Untapped human potential is the elephant in the room, and it's also the quickest and easiest of all problems to solve. We can all do extraordinary things and quickly transform our life, our careers, our health, and our relationships. Once we cut the bullshit behavior out of our life, once we accept reality as it is, once we confront undesirable truth head on, and once we do what we know is the right thing to do. Confucius was absolutely right when he said over 2,000 years ago, to know and not to do is still not to know. The greatest challenge you'll ever face in your lifetime is to address the elephant in the room and immediately go to work closing that gap between knowing and doing. The faster you do it and the more deliberate your intent, the sooner you will live happily ever after. And for that reason is why I just read you this article. Because that is the elephant and that is the gap that I want to close through my workshops of pleasurable productivity. Not only do I want to close that for me, but I want each and every one of you to be able to take the action and do the things that you know you want to do, that you say you want to do, that you are longing to do. So if you need any more information, if you want to join this program, if you want to contribute to the program, go to tippytalkshow.com, scroll down a little bit, put your name and email there, and contact me. Because I definitely am passionate about doing and knowing what I have to do and actually go out and do it. That was the inspirational article that I wanted to talk to you about. Now what I'm going to do is let you enjoy some great music by Ron Aprea. And if you want to know who he is, also check an interview that I did. Scroll down. I did that recently, so you should be able to find it. And you'll be able to learn more about him. But you're going to be hearing his music now. So chill out, relax, and enjoy the music. I believe this is going to be a Christmas song since today is December 17th and everybody's in a Christmas mood. So yeah, especially if you like jazz, you're going to love this. But even if you don't like jazz, just listen to this and let the music move you, because this music is beautiful and it will move you. You're listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. Enjoy the music.